time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Have you seen my sunscreen? I think I left it in here somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was just looking at the thermometer this morning, and I'm thinking, might be a good day to get a tan, huh?
Not that much.
Not so much? Well, it's 37 outside right now.
It will be a nice day.
I felt silly wearing gloves to work this morning.
Yeah.
Didn't really feel like I needed them all that much. It's a nice day outside. Brett's wearing his short sleeve shirt.
You betcha.
Did you even wear a coat today? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I got my winter coat.
You got the coat. Okay, yeah. We're still good.
Yeah.
Don't want to get too cocky. It's still winter. It's still going to be cold out at some point, and the holidays are still coming, right?
Yeah.
How are you this morning?
Oh, ready to start another week?
Oh, yeah, so. Excellent. Let's start by telling about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
You know, one of the best ways to add value to your home is the investment you may want to make in your bathroom area. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, Musty, Delta, and many other lines of fixtures and faucets to choose from, and we discount all these lines every day from 15 to 25% off list prices. With all the experience we've had over the last 96 years, we and our customers know that we deliver quality, fast, and results with competitive pricing in your installations. If you're thinking of a remodel, make Camblin Plumbing and Heating your first stop to start your new dream room. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Very good. Do you get stressed out during the holidays?
Oh, no, not really.
Yeah, a lot of folks do. There's so much involved. It's not just all the gift shopping and stuff either. It's everything that goes on. Advanced planning can help you get through a lot of that. Some folks at Iowa State University, Brenda Schmidt, Nancy Clark, Willie Klein, helped to put together a little piece on planning, advanced planning, helping out your holiday season. You know, a little advanced planning actually goes a long way toward adding some cheer instead of stress to the holidays. And these folks who are human science specialists with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach threw it out there for us, you know, because every day they say we answer the what's for dinner question. And then during the holidays, when you have extra guests and more complicated menus, that answer sometimes can be a little bit more stressful, too. You don't care. You don't do the cooking, do you?
I do the grilling.
Oh, I was going to say, you're on the other end of that deal, right? You do the eating.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always have to be that stressful, though. Nancy Clark, the human sciences specialist in nutrition and health, actually put down some ideas for folks to kind of help you out. And, you know, it's not going way out of the box here to come up with some of these ideas, but you know, it's just all about advanced planning and not waiting till the last minute. She recommends that you should plan ahead and write down some menus for the next several weeks. And just the same way as you make a shopping list, you know, make a shopping list for, you know, for your Christmas gift giving and stuff. She suggests you make a shopping list and you buy the items when they're on sale. So if you're planning and shopping ahead, maybe the same way you could do for Christmas gifts, then it makes it possible to prepare nutritious meals at home and then save the cost of eating out. Now, she also says that many soups and stews and casseroles, meat entrees, all these types of things can be prepared and then conveniently packaged to store in the freezer and then reheated later. So you can save yourself a little bit of time as the holidays get a little bit more hectic. Spending time with family becomes more important than spending time in the kitchen during the holidays, so a nice variety of foods prepared ahead of time and ready to eat can make all of that possible. You know, at our house, it always seemed like the more hectic meals were the ones a few days before the holiday, because so much thought and planning goes into the actual holiday meal when you're going to have all those folks over. You kind of forgot all about the fact that you got to eat a few days ahead, too. You know, and all of a sudden, it's like, what are we going to have? I don't know. Is there a box of macaroni and cheese in there somewhere? What else are we going to do? You know, you just get so caught up in the big meal that you forget about all these other things. You don't put much work into it. Well, they do have a publication from Iowa State University Extension Outreach called Healthy Meals in a Hurry. And it's filled with lots of tips and recipes for stocking up the freezer with ready-to-eat main dishes. And you can get more tips as well on managing holiday meals at the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach location. Now, also, it's not just the food that causes strain. It can be the finances that cause a little bit of strain on the holidays as well. And Brenda Schmidt, a human sciences specialist in family finance with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, she talked about goals, lists, and reinforcement being part of the advanced planning when it comes to spending during the holiday season. She suggests setting shopping goals and making lists. And this not only helps the shopper manage the spending, but it helps family members better understand priorities for the season. Now, she goes on to say that time and money are valuable resources during the holiday season. And if your finances are tight this year, don't try to hold yourself to expectations from previous years. Allow yourself to make some changes. Instead of spending beyond your means, you can make memories by spending some time together and starting some new holiday traditions. She suggests that you should be happy with what you have and not necessarily focus on things that are missing. Now, they also offer some tips for managing time and money during the holidays. And plenty, like I say, plenty of these are common sense things, but don't wait till last minute to do all your shopping and decorating. Plan ahead. So make a to-do list. So when things are written down, of course, they become important. And then make sure you cross them off the list once they're done, because that gives you that sense of accomplishment, too. Also, she suggests to try chunking by breaking down the big task into smaller ones. Also, to set goals and prioritize and do what's most important on your list. And set yourself up for success. If you're using credit cards and that's a weakness for you, then she suggests to tape some shopping goals to the card as a reminder. Or maybe just put it someplace else so you can't find it. If the shopping network is a weakness, tape goals to the TV remote so that you don't get caught up, something you constantly remind you. Also, use the buddy system. If there's someone in the family that's less tempted to overspend, maybe you want to put that person in control of the dollars during the holiday season. Another note to do would be to involve family members, to put them in charge of sending out holiday notes, decorating, cooking, prep work, and cleaning, all those kinds of things. Yeah, I forgot all about the Christmas cards and stuff, too. That's another thing that gets in the way.
I was working on them this morning.
Were you really?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
My wife makes me.
My handwriting has gotten so bad that it would be counterproductive.
No.
People be looking at these thinking, wow, that's a really neat Christmas card. I sure wish I knew who it was from. Can't read that squiggly line there. One of the things you can do, too, is eliminate some of the trivial tasks in your life during the holiday season. Make sure whatever you decide to do that particular day actually counts toward getting you toward your goal instead of just being something trivial. And then gift wrapping as well. You know, that's another thing that can bog things down. When you purchase the gift, a lot of stores will do that, some of them for free. So if they'll do it, why not let them? Especially if you're a guy, because we can't wrap gifts,
yeah.
Right?
Hallelujah to that.
We've been told that ever since the day we were born, that guys are terrible at wrapping gifts. And then we continue to prove that right. We keep trying to do it. Also, they suggest that you manage the post-holiday stressors as well. Some people may feel it's too late to plan ahead this holiday season, and they find that shopping and food preparation already are out of hand, but the experts say it's never too late to make positive changes. Small steps that you might take today can lead to big rewards down the road. They suggest that the future you enjoy later in life is often built on the decisions that you make today. So Schmidt and Clark, the two specialists, they do offer an online educational series called New Year, New You in January. It's part of the Retirement Secure Your Future effort, and you can find out more about that online as well. So maybe you want to take advantage of this year's experience, jot down some notes, some helpful hints about what you did, maybe what was right, what was wrong. It can help you a little bit later on down the road. Often the holiday season gets to be stressful. It doesn't necessarily always have to be quite as stressful. You can eliminate a little bit of that, obviously, with some advanced planning and some good thought, making sure that you're doing things in a productive manner during the holiday season.
Just remember, it'll be what it'll be.
And then rip those gifts open.
Yeah.
Tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating works at most of your neighbors and has now for 96 years. During that time, our company has been synonymous with quality and integrity. Over the years, we've researched the available products to ensure you the best value for your hard-earned money. We use only those brands that have proven themselves in durability and beauty. We stand behind everything we sell with and work with a great common sense warranty program. We have the most technicians of any company in the area, so we can respond quickly to those emergencies, and I think we have the best trained technicians. Our sole reason for our success is you and your happiness with doing business with Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Thank you for your past patronage, and we certainly sincerely hope that you will call us again. In Atlantic, call 243-1512, and in Harlan, call 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Iris Murdoch. Between saying and doing, many a pair of shoes is worn out.
Very good, especially during the holiday season. Yep. Huh? Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.